Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a really significant legal victory that could reshape the landscape of digital privacy and cybersecurity. It's a story about WhatsApp, the NSO group, and their infamous Pegasus spyware.
Absolutely. This isn't just another headline, it's a landmark decision. A federal judge has issued a permanent injunction against the NSO group, essentially banning them from using Pegasus to target or infect any WhatsApp users. It's a huge win for millions of users worldwide.
Exactly. The core of this is a clash between NSO Group, an Israeli company known for its incredibly sophisticated spyware, and Meta, the parent company of WhatsApp. This legal battle kicked off back in 2019 when WhatsApp, with Meta's backing, sued NSO.
And the accusation was pretty serious. NSO was allegedly using Pegasus to secretly infect the phones of a very specific group of people. We're talking about journalists, human rights activists, dissidents, diplomats, individuals whose communications are often highly sensitive.
The methods were particularly insidious, right? NSO reportedly created fake WhatsApp accounts to push Pegasus onto devices, sometimes without users even needing to click a link. It exploited vulnerabilities in a truly stealthy way.
And Pegasus itself is terrifying. It's not just malware, it's a full-blown surveillance tool. Once installed, it can access virtually everything on a phone: messages, emails, location, calls, even activate cameras and microphones. It essentially turns a user's phone into a spy device.
NSO Group's defense has always been that they sell to vetted government agencies for legitimate purposes like fighting terrorism. But as we know, numerous reports have suggested it's been used by authoritarian regimes to suppress dissent. This case really brings those concerns to the forefront.
Moving into Section 1, the allegations went beyond just individual devices. Meta claimed NSO was also targeting Meta's own infrastructure, trying to compromise the WhatsApp platform from within to help spread its spyware.
That's a critical point. Meta alleged that NSO's actions were an attack on the very systems that enable WhatsApp to function. The scale was significant, with reports suggesting around 1,400 phones were targeted in this campaign. It was described as a concerted effort to weaponize a communication platform.
And the why behind Meta taking NSO to court is crucial. It really boils down to a violation of their platform's integrity and, fundamentally, their business model. NSO's actions were seen as directly harming Meta's business.
Exactly. The core of Meta's legal argument, and the judge's decision, centered on how NSO's actions defeated WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption. This encryption is the bedrock of WhatsApp's value proposition, ensuring messages are private.
It's designed so that only the sender and receiver can read messages, using the open-source Signal protocol. When Pegasus intercepts or compromises these messages, it breaks that promise of privacy. For Meta, that's an existential threat.
WhatsApp's success is built on trust. If users can't rely on their conversations being private, the platform loses its appeal. The judge recognized that NSO's alleged activities undermined the integrity and security of WhatsApp, causing tangible harm to Meta's business by damaging user confidence.
It's like a bank whose vaults are supposedly impenetrable, but the vault manufacturer is secretly selling master keys. That's the level of breach of trust we're talking about here.
Now, let's talk about the ruling itself, which brings us to Section 2. U.S. District Court Judge Phyllis J. Hamilton granted a permanent injunction. This is a very powerful legal tool.
And this injunction is crystal clear. NSO Group is now permanently prohibited from targeting WhatsApp users, attempting to infect their devices with Pegasus, or intercepting any WhatsApp messages. That's a definitive ban.
What's more, the ruling also orders NSO to delete any data they may have obtained through their alleged illicit targeting. The court is sending a very strong message here, leaving no ambiguity about the illegality of NSO's conduct against WhatsApp.
The ruling is firmly grounded in the understanding that NSO's actions constituted a breach of WhatsApp's terms of service and, crucially, caused direct harm to Meta's business operations. Judge Hamilton found their attempts to defeat encryption were unlawful.
The court's reasoning really emphasizes a vital point: protecting the integrity of secure communication channels is paramount. Entities like NSO cannot simply weaponize these platforms for surveillance without facing consequences. This sets a significant legal boundary.
And that brings us perfectly into Section 3, a landmark precedent for digital privacy. This ruling is being hailed as potentially setting a new standard.
It's a significant moment because it provides a robust legal framework for messaging platforms to defend themselves against these highly sophisticated spyware operations. Historically, companies often played a reactive game.
Right, they'd patch vulnerabilities after the damage was done. This ruling empowers them to take proactive legal action and, importantly, to achieve a win. It sends a clear message to the entire spyware industry.
The message is essentially, exploiting major communication platforms for surveillance comes with substantial legal risks. And these implications extend far beyond just NSO and WhatsApp. This could embolden other tech companies.
Exactly. Other companies might pursue similar legal avenues against entities misusing their services for surveillance. It strengthens the argument that platforms have a right, and perhaps a responsibility, to protect their users from such intrusions.
In the broader cybersecurity landscape, this ruling could influence how state-sponsored hacking tools are developed, deployed, and regulated. It really highlights the ongoing tension between national security claims and the fundamental right to privacy.
And for us as users, what does this mean? It means the companies providing our communication tools have legal backing to fight for our privacy. It reinforces the importance of end-to-end encryption as a critical defense in our increasingly surveilled world.
While NSO is barred from targeting WhatsApp, the underlying challenge of spyware and its misuse by various actors globally remains. The question for us is how we navigate this, and how we ensure our digital lives stay private. This ruling is a big step, but the battle is far from over.
That leads us into Section 4, the nuances of enforcement and the global landscape. Because while this is a huge legal win, making sure it's actually enforced presents its own set of challenges.
Absolutely. NSO operates in a very complex geopolitical environment. Ensuring compliance across international borders is incredibly difficult. It's highly probable that NSO will explore its legal options, including appeals.
And we have to remember the technological arms race is relentless. Spyware developers are constantly looking for new vulnerabilities and ways to bypass security. The question isn't if NSO or similar entities will find new ways around this ruling, but when and how.
They might target different platforms or develop new exploitation techniques that haven't even been anticipated yet. However, this ruling does give us a crucial legal weapon. It sets a precedent that could deter future malicious activities.
It reinforces the importance of robust encryption and secure platform design. But it also brings the ethics and regulation of spyware into sharp focus. Should these tools be available at all? If so, under what kind of strict controls and oversight?
These are incredibly complex questions with no easy answers, especially when you try to balance security needs with fundamental civil liberties. This ruling directly addresses the method of deployment, but the broader ethical debate continues.
Which brings us to Section 5, Looking Ahead, Challenges and the Future of Digital Privacy. This ruling is a milestone, but the journey for digital privacy is ongoing.
Indeed. The practical enforcement is a massive challenge. How will Meta monitor NSO's compliance? It will likely involve continuous technical monitoring, looking for patterns of abuse, and potentially more legal action if violations are detected.
And let's be clear, NSO Group isn't going to disappear. They operate in a lucrative market, and the demand for sophisticated surveillance tools from governments is unlikely to wane. We can expect appeals and workarounds.
The technological arms race is relentless, as we've said. The zero-day market thrives. This ruling doesn't magically eliminate those exploits, it simply makes one specific application of one exploit, targeting one platform, illegal. The underlying threat persists.
This brings us to the broader societal questions. Where do we draw the line between legitimate national security and the protection of fundamental human rights? Who decides when surveillance crosses from necessary to oppressive?
And critically, how do we ensure that tools designed to protect us don't become instruments of oppression? This ruling, while specific, contributes to this larger conversation. It highlights the need for greater transparency in the spyware industry
and for more robust international oversight mechanisms. Countries procuring these tools need accountability for their use, and developers need clear ethical and legal boundaries. The genie is out of the bottle with advanced surveillance tech.
The challenge now is managing it, harnessing its potential for legitimate purposes without allowing widespread abuse. This legal victory is a significant step in that management process, providing a much-needed check on unchecked power.
The implications for the future of digital communication are profound. It affirms the value of secure, encrypted platforms and establishes a legal framework for their defense. It signals to the spyware industry that there are consequences.
And it empowers users by reinforcing that communication providers have a vested interest, and now legal standing, to protect their privacy. While this is against NSO and targets Pegasus on WhatsApp, the principles could inspire similar actions globally.
It could lead to greater investment in platform security and influence regulatory frameworks. Ultimately, this is a victory for the principle that privacy is a fundamental right, not a luxury. Advanced tech can't operate outside the law.
It's a reminder that the digital world, despite its complexities, is still governed by justice and accountability. The battle for digital privacy is ongoing, requiring vigilance, robust technology, and strong legal recourse. This ruling is a powerful testament to that fight.
And with that, we've covered the introduction, all five sections, and now we need to wrap up with the summary. Let's break down the key factors.
Okay, looking at the summary table. Under key factors, for legal victory, the strength is the permanent injunction against NSO Group, establishing a strong legal precedent for messaging platforms to defend against spyware. It empowers companies and deters malicious actors.
The challenge there, however, is enforcement. It's complex across international borders. NSO may appeal or seek workarounds, requiring continuous monitoring and potential further legal action. The technological arms race means new exploits will likely emerge.
Next, end-to-end encryption. The strength here is that WhatsApp's core feature is validated as a crucial defense mechanism. The ruling underscores its importance for user trust and Meta's business model.
But the challenge is that encryption is only effective if the device itself isn't compromised. Spyware accessing the device through other means can still access messages, rendering platform-level encryption moot. That's a critical limitation.
Then we have NSO Group and Pegasus. The strength is that Pegasus is identified as a sophisticated tool used illegitimately, and the ruling directly targets NSO's actions, highlighting legal liabilities for spyware vendors exploiting platforms.
The challenge is NSO operates in a lucrative market with government clients. Despite the injunction, they're likely to continue operations, adapt methods, and potentially target different platforms or new vulnerabilities. Their business model is persistent.
Moving to precedent and industry impact. The strength is that this ruling could inspire other tech companies to pursue similar legal actions, creating a more challenging environment for spyware vendors. It might influence the development and sale of surveillance tech.
The weakness or challenge is that the debate over the necessity and regulation of spyware for national security versus human rights remains complex. This ruling addresses how it's deployed, not the fundamental ethical debate on its existence.
Finally, under key factors, user awareness and vigilance. The strength is that the ruling reassures users that platforms are fighting for their privacy and reinforces the importance of encryption. It encourages users to value these security measures.
The challenge is that the underlying threat of spyware is global. Users must remain vigilant and practice good digital hygiene. While platforms provide defenses, individual security practices are also critical in the ongoing battle for digital privacy.
So, to recap the summary section, we've covered the key factors, and now we can delve into the strengths and insights and challenges and opportunities as outlined in the table.
Exactly. The core strength of this legal victory is the establishment of a strong precedent. It fundamentally shifts the power dynamic, empowering messaging platforms to actively defend their users and infrastructure against sophisticated spyware attacks.
This ruling validates end-to-end encryption not just as a technical feature, but as a cornerstone of a business model built on trust. It sends a clear economic and legal signal to spyware vendors like NSO Group that exploiting these secure communication channels carries significant consequences.
Furthermore, the insight here is that the legal system can, and will, intervene when technological capabilities are misused to undermine fundamental digital rights. It shows that even powerful, state-sanctioned tools are not entirely above scrutiny.
On the flip side, the primary challenge lies in enforcement. NSO Group operates globally, and the nature of spyware is inherently covert. Proving and prosecuting future violations, especially across different jurisdictions, will be an ongoing battle.
The technological arms race is another significant challenge. Spyware developers are constantly innovating, seeking new vulnerabilities, and adapting their methods. This ruling, while powerful, is a snapshot in time against an evolving threat landscape.
There's also the ongoing opportunity to push for greater transparency and regulation within the spyware industry. This case brings the ethical debate about the sale and use of such powerful tools to the forefront, creating an opening for policy discussions.
And an opportunity to strengthen international cooperation on cybersecurity norms. Holding nations accountable for the actions of their contractors or intelligence agencies is crucial for a more secure global digital environment.
So, in essence, the strengths lie in the legal precedent, the validation of encryption, and the increased accountability for spyware vendors. The challenges are enforcement, the continuous technological arms race, and the complex ethical debates surrounding surveillance.
And the opportunities are to drive transparency, push for regulation, foster international cooperation, and ultimately, continue the fight for robust digital privacy for everyone.
That brings us to the conclusion. This landmark decision by Judge Hamilton is indeed a significant victory for digital privacy. It affirms that even powerful spyware companies are not above the law.
It underscores the necessity of protecting the integrity of our most common communication tools. While the road ahead involves continued vigilance and potential new challenges, this ruling marks a crucial milestone.
It's a powerful reminder that the fight for a secure and private digital future is achievable, especially when met with determined effort and strong legal frameworks. The practical enforcement, however, will require continuous monitoring and potential further legal action.
NSO Group will likely appeal or seek workarounds, and the relentless technological arms race means new threats will emerge. The core challenge remains balancing national security interests with fundamental human rights and civil liberties.
This ruling highlights the need for greater transparency in the spyware industry and more robust international oversight. It reinforces the principle that privacy is a fundamental right, and even advanced technologies must operate within the bounds of the law.
It's a victory that could inspire similar legal actions, encourage investment in platform security, and shape global regulatory frameworks. A powerful affirmation of the ongoing battle for a secure and private digital existence.
And that wraps up our deep dive into WhatsApp's landmark legal victory against the NSO Group. It's a complex issue with far-reaching implications for all of us in the digital age.
Absolutely. It's a crucial development in the ongoing fight for digital privacy and security. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Mbagu Media, Tech Talk. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of technology.
Stay safe and stay secure online.